As we're moving from different types of kli matchis to others, now we're talking about hatmeim sheba agolo, which means which chalokim of the different parts that keep animals, a wagon, horses, animals, going, traveling, etc. Which are the parts that control the different apparatuses are mekabel tuma and which are not. Now the basic premise over here is that each piece is a davar mekabel tuma b'fnei atzmoi. Each one operates by itself. Now obviously you can't just put on one piece onto the behemah and expect it to be effective. The whole apparatus of the straps and the chains and the parts that hold everything together work together. Each piece is considered over here as a davar b'fnei atzmoi. Hoil shel mateches, an oil is some type of metal piece that goes on the neck of the behemah. Normally, the pashut pshat in the word oil legabe behemah is like you have in pashut chukas. By paraduma, shel le'ol le'ol oil, which means going along its back or on its neck. Over here, the Rambam Lamaisa has a metal piece that connects two oxen standing next to each other, and they're going to pull a strong, big wagon, and they're going to pull it with a metal stretched across both their necks. It's not around their neck, it's across, and to that is going to be attached the whole agola. So that's the first piece, and it's mekabel tuma, shutei kli mateches. Vakatrov, this is another piece of metal, it's underneath the necks of the behemoths. It's another piece that goes under the necks of one behemoth to another behemoth. V'aknofayim ha-mekablos ha-saritzuos. So picture a big metal pole running along the top, that's the oil, along the bottom of the two necks of the behemoths. Not alongside each animal, but going from animal to animal, holding the two of them together in one framework. That's the one that's called the katro. V'aknofayim ha-mekablos ha-saritzuos. These are pieces of metal that are on the side of the katrov, that the ritzuos that go underneath the necks of the animals and they're attached to the oil, they're tied down from there to these knafayim. Those are also metal. V'abarzol shetachas tzavrei abehema. The ropes would be pulled tight, the ritzuos, so it would choke the animal. So there's a piece of metal over there that's by the neck of the animal to make sure that the rope doesn't get pulled too tight against the neck of the animal. That's the Barzo Shetachas Savre Behema. Hasoymech. Hasoymech is something obviously that gives support. It's a ring over here that's in the middle of the oil. In this ring goes the moit, the piece, that will control the... that will help the Shvarim schlep the agola. That's the way the Rav explains it. V'amachger, this is some type of chain that's underneath the neck of the animal. V'atamchuyos, tamchuyos are usually plates. A tamchuy is usually what they go around collecting food for aniyim. So the tamchuy, they are flat discs, like small plates. And they're on the tzavar ha-behema. Tresol says that rests on the neck of the behemoth in order to blunt the impact of the oil, that shouldn't put too much lachatz, too much pressure on the neck of the animal. Ha'inbol. Inbol is a bell that's on the neck of an animal to make noise. This way you could hear it coming. V'hatzinoiro. Some type of hook that's put holding on to the weight to hold the weight of the agola, the connective device. Umasmer hamechabes kulon. Any masmer that's made to hold together these type of chalakim, any peg that's made, is also a davar mekabel tuma. They're all pshutei kli mateches, they're all mekabel tuma. The next Mishnah says, hatoirin sheba agola. You have the faker. These are the kelim that are tohor. Ho'oil hamitsupa. We're talking over here, the Mepharshim say an oil. That's metal, but the metal is only a covering. Be'etzim, it's kliyetz. The first Mishnah, Mishnah Dal, we had oil shomateches. It's clear we're talking about kelim of metal. That's why pshuta kli matechas on the kabel tumah. We're talking about pshuta kli. It's a chiddush. It's only that's covered, even though we've had this chiddush before. But the Mishnah repeats that. Knafayim wasuim lenoi. Knafayim that are not functional. They're just there on the sides of the animal, just to give it a little bit of a tzura. So those are takshite behema. We've had before the takshite behema that we had in Perikid Beis are not mekabel tumah. Ushveforos hamashmiya is hakol. There is a noise, but this noise is not loud enough to actually serve a purpose. The inbal that we had in the previous Mishnah, the noise over there gives advance notice to anybody to clear the path of the animal coming. It's servicing. Mashengen over here, it's a light noise. The light noise is not considered more than a takshit. Vo'avor. Avor is miloshen aver. It's very often a loshen that's used for lead. It's a takshit that's made of a forest of lead. Shebitzad savre behema. It's on the side of the neck of the behema. It's takshit de behema. Hasoyvev shel galgal. It's a piece of metal that goes around the wheel. The wheel is made of eitz. Pshutei kli eitz. The metal that goes around is like a tzipui. We just said that the tzipui of a kli eitz is not mekabel tumah. Hatasim. These are pieces of metal that are put on the animal. Lenoi tachshite behema, not mekabel tumah. Hatzipuyim. They're also a tzipui for the wagon or for the kelim of the wagon. Ushar kol masmeros. Except for the masmer, which is mechabes kulon, which is a functional part of the whole apparatus, these are just used to hold up these pieces that we just mentioned, tahirin. Let's stop over here. Let's point out one very important thing. We said in the last Mishnah and a half that what we're talking about is if the kli be'etzim is made out of metal, then it's mekabel tumah. If it's made be'etzim out of eitz, even if it's mitzupah with matechas, it's not mekabel tumah. This is the Rambam. When Azir states in Rav, the Rambam is l'shitosoi, we had before in Perikid Aleph, Mishnah Dal, the kli eitz mitzupah matechas is tohor. The Rambam passes where l'alochem peik dal hilchus kelim. L'maisa, the shita of the Rash, over there in Perikid Aleph, and we'll have this also in Perik Chov Beis, and this is also shita Rash in Chagiga, Dav Chov Dal, the Ravid in Kelim we just mentioned, Perik Dal halacha Beis, the pshute kli eitz hametzupah b'mateches mekabel tumah, because we see the tzipui as the ikar kli. No. So why don't we say over here that it's tummy? Why over here is the oil hametzupah is tahor? So what you're going to have to say is that there's a critical vart over here, lefi the rashi and lefi rashi. The only time the tzipui makes the whole kli be mekabel tumah is only when the tzipui is there letzorich shimush. It makes it better. Over here, we're talking about a tzipui which is made lenoi. Lamaisa, when you look at the Rosh over here on the side, and he says it's vapella. The Rosh says that by oil ha'osu barzel, tohor, and a mitzupa barzel is tame. Which is, of course, beyond comprehension. Mitzupa with metal can't be more royal the kabel tumah than pure metal. So what you have to say is, this is the Rosh that he said in Perikid Aleph, Mishnah Dal, we had over there, that it says over there, mitzupa tohor, is talking about barzel tohor, that's mitzupa with barzel tome, and since the etzim kli is tohor, the tzipui itself does not carry with it the tumah. Now it's only a tzipui, so now it's bottled to the etzim kli is tohor. The shayla is over here, you're going to say, what's the tumah yishona? Over there the discussion was, tumah yishona, the gabi becoming dover tome again. Over here, it's not Mashman in the Mishnah, we're talking about Chumi Yishonah. That was the discussion over there. Okay, the next case in the Mishnah, Sandle Behema Shom Mateches. We have shoes of an animal that are made out of metal. This is what's known in English as horseshoes. Blacksmiths always used to make. Fit it onto the horse's feet. This way it doesn't get injured when it goes on gravel. Tmeim. You have to say that's a kli by itself. To say that the shoe of a behema is Mekabel Tumah, al tzakli, l'chor, it's only something that's mishamish to behema. It shouldn't be mekabel tumah. So you have to say that it has some type of usage. The mefarshim say over here is the Rav says, l'fisho asuin lishtez be'matshe chaya b'mokoma. They use them as cups. Shel sham, if it's made out of some other material, not metal, it's made out of some type of reed, some type of natural material, tohirin, because l'maisa doesn't have a clay kibble. Even though theoretically one could pour themselves a drink in it, but it's not used as such. So metal doesn't have a din to be mekabel tumah. Hasayif, this is a sword. Me'emesai mekabel tuma. Mishe yishufenu, when it's smoothed out with something that that scrapes it, that should have a smooth finish. Vasakin, a knife is not even l'shimish. Remember that even when the sword could be used or the knife could be used, when it's not a finished product, it's called goyim l'klimateches, which is not mekabel tuma. It has to be a finished product. The yishufenu is the end product of the saif. The sakin needs also mishiyash chisena when it's sharpened with an evan. This is a rack that's used for sharpening a knife. That's when it comes to a good finish, and that's when it's very l'shimush. The Rav explains that this saif that we're talking about, the sakin, is talking about shemal echalud that became rusty and it became unfit for use. When it's first made, the Rishayim to bring down something Gemara above Mitzvah Daf Pei Dalid Omer Aleph. Reb Yechon Shlokish were handling Yom Echad Hav and Miflegi Bei Medusha Asayi Vasakin. All Gemara Meim Bisham Gavim Tuma. So Reb Yechon and Shlokish say that if it's a new knife, it's when it's hardened in the Kivshon, it's turned into. That's when it's a knife. It doesn't have to be honed to a fine sharpness. It's still mekabel tuma. We're talking over here about a saif, a sakin, which is malach haluda. So, Mele, when does it revert back to being a kli? Only when taka was prepared and ready for use. A saif is enough with a chlika, because a saif, with a sword, a person chops. So, Mele, it could cut even if it's not mamish sharpened on an even hashchozo. A knife has to be mamish to a sharp edge, because that's what it's used. It's used without swinging it. It's used just by swiftly shechting something or cutting something. It has to work under those circumstances. Lamaisa, it's not mufush in the Gemara Bamitzi over there. The Gemara Bamitzi says, the Gemara brings the shir of Rabbi Yechon Mishitzof and Bekivshon, which Losh Nomen Mishitzachzachon Bamayim, when it's made as a final material, not when it comes to a fine, sharp edge. So Tosfos over there is Miyashvi. You have to say one is by Malachalud and one is by Kli. Chodosh. Lamaisa the Rambam per Chesel Chizkelim Alokha Beis brings down the Rabbi Tchilsas Yosan. You also, obviously you have the Kash from the Sugim Bom Mitzir, but it's also the Pashtus of the Mishnah Bayos. Lamaisa, the Rash and the Rambam Bayos don't mention it, we're talking about Malach Halutz. They're clearly not going to places. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, you have to say, this is the Goyin over here says, that the Sugim Bom Mitzir is a Braisa, and it's Chilik on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish are arguing over there. You look at the Gemara over there, Pshat and the Braisa, but there's a Machloikas Taka. The Braisa is going with the Shita that holds. The Braisa holds like Rabbi Gamliel. We had this before in Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Vov. That Golmei Kli Matochos, which are Mekabel Tuma, are Mishas Shehem Ru'im L'Malocha, even before it's Nishlamo Meleches Noyom. That's not considered a part of the what makes it into a fire to get kli. As long as the shimush is roy, even if it's not the way it's used, because it's not binoyo. Mashen, can we go that the kli mateches has to be roy also the shimusha, ba'ifin hayoyser roy, and mamel, it's not enough that it's roy to be used, it has to be used b'tzura hayoyser toiva, and mamel, that's why the Mishnah gives a different shir, and lamaisa, they're passing like the Mishnah bayos, not like the Braisa. Shaz only in Tesanta Orem Pshat, Mishnah Taris is mayor this, that where the person doesn't plan on finishing up the Kli Mateches, so the Golmel Kli Mateches, which has a functional use, L'Kosh, should be enough, because you're keeping it that way. Why doesn't the Rambam bring the Makhlech to the Echon Shlokish, L'Gabe Asayif, the second that the Bailam doesn't plan on making into a final product? Over there should be a Makhlech, okay, so it's not a final product. When is it called functional? So on that, there should be a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. That is a little bit of a tzarek here. We'll just go back to point out a horror by Sandlei Behema, because this is really what we discussed as the subject of a sugya in Shabbos Taf Nun Tes. Remember, there's a lot of overlap in Hilchas Tuma to sugyas in the Prokem about Takshitim, Levushim of Behemis of Adam, the fifth and the sixth Prokem of Shabbos. So over there, on Daf Nun Tes, the Gemara says, Sandal Shom Mateches L'may Chazi. And Rashi explains, what do you mean L'may Chazi? It's a horseshoe. And Rashi says, Yimishum Behema, Intachshut L'Behema. So first of all, we explained that's why you need a secondary use, which the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Roy Lishtes by Mayim Bamulchama." Mishnah's Taras over here brings the idea, brings a Ritva and Shabbos Daf Samach Dalet, that the miut of Shal Behema is Dafka Tachshit Shal Behema. But what's also L'Tashmish with the Behema is Zechemetame. L'chay the horseshoes are not a Tachshit Shal Behema. They're there as a chelik of the shimush of the behemoth. You want to ride a behemoth 20, 30, 50 miles, its feet are going to get injured. It needs horseshoes in order to survive such a ride, to keep on working. So, Mel, that's not takshit, that's shimush. Why is that takanat mekabel tumah? That's a tzarchin. Vinish vidi gemara does ask the kasha. Rashi is the one who says, because of intakshin lebehemoth. Rav says, roi lishtes b'mayim l'molchoma. Reb Yochanan says, because what happens if the person would want to flee the battlefield, the soldier himself, he would take the horseshoes, he would yank them off the horse, and he would be manicha al raglov to be able to run away in a forest, al koitzim al barkan. He wants to run over a place where people generally don't run. So he's going to very quickly put the horseshoes, which are metal, on his feet, and he'll be able to run through something which otherwise his feet would get injured. So mele, it has a shimush la'adam. The shaila is, if they're shoes, then they should be metame medris. This is a kasha that's asked. Tosis asked the kasha. Tosis says that they're not metame medrash because they're not miyuchid for an adam, but since they do have such a shimush, that's why they're metame even when they're serving as horseshoes.